This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Dina Shanker. Pepsi is in talks to acquire prebiotic soda brand Poppi for over $1.5 billion. Now, Poppi is one of a number of what's called functional soda brands, which have come out over the past couple of years as a healthier alternative to traditional sodas. So, Dina, tell us a little bit about Poppi. What is it?
Hi. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really, really appreciate it. Poppi is, as you said, one of the healthier soda brands, one of the earliest ones in the category. They are based in Austin. They were on Shark Tank in 2018, which got them a lot of attention. And they had more than $500 million in sales last year. So they're growing. You probably see them in a lot of places that you shop, whether it's a supermarket or maybe like a fast casual restaurant. They're really ubiquitous at this point.
And the term functional soda, does that mean that just that it's sort of better for you?
Well, that's the idea. They have prebiotics. The idea, this category is really aimed at gut health, which is like our microbiomes, where we have a nice mix of bacteria, basically, that are supposed to be there. They're the good bacteria, but they need to be nurtured and kept safe. So the idea of these sodas is that the prebiotics in them are good for our guts. And so they also have a lot less sugar than a standard soda, which is pretty universal across this category.
Have people been flocking to them, and that's what's generating the interest from Pepsi?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a lot of growth in this sector. I spoke with Fresh Direct, which is a New York-based online grocer, and they told me that their sales of in functional sodas or functional beverages were up more than 60% compared to last year. That number was so big that I had to go back to them and double-check it when I looked at it again, because it was just so big. The big brand sodas, meanwhile, are up just a little bit. So really, we're seeing a lot of interest in this category.
Well, it would seem that a lot of the traditional soda companies would then want to make one of their own. And it sounds like Pepsi might have been working on that.
Yeah, so Pepsi had been working on one under the brand Soul Boost, which they had in 2021. They didn't really do much with it, and they were planning on launching their own functional soda under that brand, but ended up scrapping that plan. And instead, we see now that they are going with the Poppi purchase, although I shouldn't say instead. These were not necessarily directly related, but they're not going to be selling Soul Boost. They are going to be selling Poppi.
I would imagine that there are some, healthy coaches and doctors would sit there and say, well, are these functional sodas really healthier than sugary sodas? And maybe you should just drink water.
Well, that's a question that I have too. I've had too. I think you're not going to, I think we all know that water is the healthiest beverage. I think that's for sure. But for somebody who's a regular soda drinker, like full calorie soda, then sure, this is a better option. That's not a hard bar to clear, I should say.
Right. Well, so then do you feel like, this is a trend for traditional sugary drink, beverage companies to sort of move towards healthier choices, because that seems like what the population wants?
Yeah, I mean, Pepsi for sure has been moving in this direction, and the CEO has talked about the fact that the American consumer is moving in this direction. So late last year, they announced plans to buy Siete, which is a healthier chip and tortilla. And now they have a whole slew of products, company. And then they bought out the other half of their Saber brands ownership, which is like hummus and other sort of healthier options for people, like mini. Sometimes they get put in like a mini meal category. And they're also, we did a story about Pepsi taking dyes out of many of their brands, the synthetic food dyes. So they definitely seem to be trying to respond to the consumer movement towards healthier food.
Dina, thanks for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Dina Shanker. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays right here at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays at 8 a.m.